Welcome to Mean on Azure. We're still here on the Microsoft campus doing some shoots and working with Jeremy, but I wanted to send out another video. Now this video is a companion to the last video. We showed you how to set up your database in the cloud on a Windows machine, but what if you want to use a Linux machine? In this video, we're going to show you how to do just that.
All right, so this time we're going to install MongoDB on Linux. Let's get started here. So we're in the Azure portal, and while I'm in the Azure portal, I'm going to go ahead and click on virtual machines. Again, not the classic virtual machines. Virtual machines now use Azure Resource Manager. I'm going to go ahead and click Add. I'm going to type in, well, first I'm going to type in MongoDB. If I spell it right, MongoDB. And you'll see that I can just grab from the VM Depot, a MongoDB on Ubuntu 12.04, and just use that if I want. Obviously, that would be easier, but we want to show you how to do this by hand. So we're going to type in Ubuntu. I'm not very good at spelling today. And we'll grab this one from Canonical. And this is going to be very similar at this stage to the setting up of a Windows server. Again, we're going to utilize the resource manager type. Click create. And we're going to configure the machine. I'm going to name it Ubuntu Mongo 02, we'll call it. I'm going to give it an admin username and password. Select a Azure resource group. I'm just going to grab my default one. Again, this is where you can put different things in an Azure resource group and then give access to particular people just to the things that are in that resource group, which is very helpful. I'm just going to use my default one because we're not messing with that right now. The location is West US for me. You can choose where you want it. Next thing we're going to do is choose the size. Now, since this is not production, and we'll talk about more of that of what you want to do in production in a later video, we're going to go as small as we can go. And we're going to get this A0, which is the small one. And we're going to use that to install MongoDB on. Again, it's going to try to give us a premium SSD, but if we do, it will upgrade us to a DS1, and we don't want that. So we're going to click on standard here. We're going to leave most of the defaults of where the storage count is, the virtual network, subnet, etc. But we do want to work with the network security group. The network security group is where we can open up the port for MongoDB. And the port for MongoDB is 27017. You can see that the port is already opened for us to SSH. And use our Telnet client to work with this instance when it gets running. But we need to add another inbound rule. And we're going to call this Mongo port. And we're just going to add the priority just a tad above the SSH1. Source any. The type is TCP. This is the range where it's coming from. We're going to leave that wide open. Obviously, you can set that for your application server, so only it can connect to it, but we want to leave it open, and the port we want open, like I said, is 27017. Allow is highlighted, and click OK. This looks good there. Click OK. And click OK. And it's just going to give us a little bit of a summary. And I'm going to click OK. And that's going to take a little bit to set up. So you see I have another box set up, Ubuntu MongoDB 01. I set it up exactly the same. So we're going to go ahead and pop into there so we can just keep going. Now the first thing I need to do is let's bring up this screen. So I need a way. So we used RDP from our Windows box. because I'm working on a Windows machine right now, and I need to connect to the Linux machine. And so when we connected to the Windows machine, we just used RDP. We can't use RDP for a Linux machine, so we're going to use a PuTTY, which is an SSH client, Telnet client that allows us to connect to it and run commands and all that stuff. You can find it at putty.org. I'm going to load that up. And we can either put hostname or IP address. With these new VMs, you don't automatically get a hostname. You can add one if you want, but you can see that I have an IP address, which is 23.99.93.126, which you can see right here. And I'm going to go ahead and click on open. We're going to say yes. And we're going to use that login I just created for the machine, Daniel Egan, and the password. And click OK, and that should log us in. And now we need to do a couple things. The first one is import the public key used by the package manager. In this case, it's apt package manager. And this helps us verify that we are able to verify the packages that we're installing, is what I'm trying to say. So to do that, I'm going to copy and paste the stuff in there. I will paste it in the comments below the video so you can do it as well. A little too much to type. You can see I'll be using sudo and calling apt-key and grabbing the key. And we'll let that run. And we've gotten the key down from Richard Kruder, who works at MongoDB, you know, originally called TenGen. So that worked. The next thing we want to do is actually tell it which repo, we need to create a list file for MongoDB to tell it where all the dependencies are. And this is a really long one. And so I'm going to go ahead and paste that in as well. You can see that I'm echoing to where the repo is and then creating the list file right below it, all in the same line. I can run this in two different lines, but we're going to go ahead and hit enter, and that will run. Now we need to update the, reload the local package database. So we're going to use apt to do that, and so we do that with sudo. Git update, and so this is going to update all the local repositories that we packages that we utilize and need. So we'll let that run and come back in 1 second. So now that that has finished running, we're going to install MongoDB. So we do sudo git install mong-org. Let me make sure that is correct. Yeah, mongodb-org. Click enter. And this will take a little bit of time as well. This is installing MongoDB, it's installing the server, it's installing the shell, it's running the service, it's setting up the database paths, creating a config file, which we will use. It's asking me if I actually want to install it, and of course I'm going to say yes. And we're going to let that run and come back when that is finished. Okay, that's finished now. We're going to confirm that the service is starting. We're going to call sudo service mongod, which is the server, start. And it should tell us it's already running, which it is, so that is good. So next thing we want to do is we need to modify the config file. So we're going to do sudo nano. etc is where it's located, and mongod.conf, and that'll pop up. And what we want to do is, by default, let me find it here in this file. You can see that I have, you can see the port there, but I also have the bind IP. And I want to comment that out, because by default, it only allows us to do it from localhost, which obviously we don't want that. We want to be able to grab that from anywhere we want. So we're going to comment that out, and we'll go ahead and save that. Control X, just exit. Save it, yes. Name the same thing. And so for that to take effect, we need to stop the service. So sudo service MongoD stop. And then sudo service MongoD start. Actually, you can see some action going on here. And let's go ahead and just run that from our telnet right here. So let's run the Mongo shell. It's giving us some warnings that we... Yeah, just a couple warnings. We can safely ignore those. So we want to see what DB we're on. We're on test. Test doesn't actually exist. It sets you up on tests when you log into the shell, and only if you add something to it. So we want to create a database. Let's do use. Let's call it, I don't know, MyDB. Use MyDB. And then we can do database.stuff.insert. And let's add a record in there. And hit enter. So it created a collection called stuff and inserted a record into it. And if we look at that, we can do db.stuff.find. And you can see it created an object ID for us. So we're up and running. We're able to connect to it. But let's go ahead and now try to connect from our local, which obviously would be my local machine. And so to do that, I'm going to, let's do PS ping first. This is that great tool we utilize that allows us to ping, see if a port is open and responding. So let's check that out first. I like doing that quickly, just to rule anything out. If something doesn't happen, if something's not working, it kind of rules out whether the port's open and accessible or not. You can see we are able to connect to it. So let's go ahead and connect to this local shell, to our instance of Mongo on the Linux box. And again, that's 23.99.93.126, and of course we left the default port of 27017. And if we connect to that, it's going to give us the same warnings as it did on the server. And let's go ahead and look at, sorry, I'm trying to arrange these just slightly. Let's go and, yeah, MyDB, that's what I called it. So show DBS. You can see that MyDB exists, so we're connected to the right server. And I can do use MyDB. And then I can do DB dot, what I called, stuff. Yeah, stuff dot find. And it sends me back that same object. So now you can see how we can set this up on a Linux box. We've showed you how to set it up on a Windows box as well. We're going to show you a couple more ways to connect and some easier ways. These are really to show you how to set this up by hand so when things go wrong, you know how to check things out. There's much easier ways, and there's more complete ways. In future videos, when we set these up, we're going to show you how to set them up correctly and set them up both to shard. We'll be using virtual networks. We'll be using security, authentication, all that different stuff in future videos. But again, in this one, we set up a Linux box. We chose a default really small image. We installed MongoDB on it. We connected with Telnet using PuTTY. And then we used our local Mongo shell on my desktop to connect to it and confirm that it's up and running and we can write and read data to it. So, hope you enjoyed this video. Thanks.